This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising a nationwide address on the partial U.S. government shutdown later today. It is set for mid-afternoon, and we have a report from AP's Tim McGuire.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A day after meeting with Turkey's president, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said he hopes President Trump will not completely withdraw American troops from Syria until the Islamic State is crushed. He said a total U.S. withdrawal lends itself to chaos. He said any plan to pull out should ensure that the Islamic State group is defeated, that Iran is contained, and that Turkey is protected from Kurdish rebel threats. Meanwhile, Turkish forces remain massed on the northeast Syrian border, poised to launch an offensive against the YPG Kurdish militia, a critical American ally in the war against Islamic State fighters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan maintains that Turkish forces will create a 30-kilometer deep zone in Syria. The YPG leadership is strongly opposed, warning it would resist. The Islamic State is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed 4 Americans and 5 coalition soldiers this week. This as U.S. defense and intelligence officials question whether the organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. This is VOA News. In a rare public statement, the Office of the Special Counsel investigating President Trump and his campaign has responded to an explosive report. BuzzFeed News, a digital media source, claimed that Mr. Trump had directed his longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about talks with Russia centered on building a Trump Tower in Moscow. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's spokesman says, quote, BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. BuzzFeed says it stands by its reporting. The UN Human Rights Office says it's documented 34 deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were unveiled a week ago. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the 10th of January announcement of the provisional results, the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the country has documented at least 34 deaths, 59 people wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the DRC.
The second-place finisher in Congo, Martin Fayulu, has demanded a recount, saying the declared winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila, and the African Union has called for a delay in announcing the final results. The December 30th vote was billed as a forerunner to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. The White House has announced that a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. No word yet on a site. The announcement was made after Mr. Trump met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with Kim Jong-chol, a former spymaster and North Korea's top nuclear envoy. The first summit produced only a vague commitment by Kim to work towards dismantling his nuclear arsenal. But Pyongyang has yet to take what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. And the U.S. Defense Department says North Korea continues to pose a serious threat. Following this week's deadly suicide vehicle bombing on a police academy near Bogota, the president of Colombia has called on Cuba to arrest 10 commanders of the ELN rebel group he says are in Havana. President Iván Duque said late Friday, in a televised address, he had revoked a decree suspending arrest orders against leaders of ELN, his country's last remaining armed rebel group. Demonstrators in Greece are planning a massive rally in Athens Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. There are deep divisions over the issue in the country. Gene Randall, VOA News.